Okay, next story, air pollution. It's well documented that it can cause lung problems, but can it hurt the human brain? Researchers at Lancaster University in the United Kingdom say yes. They took a look at brain samples from dozens of people who lived in polluted areas, and they say they found the same kind of particles in the brain that are found in polluted air. They say these particles are toxic. They believe the particles entered the brain when people breathed in polluted air, and they think these pollution particles could increase people's risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. But there is room for doubt. For one thing, similar particles are produced naturally in the brain. And an expert from University College London says any correlation between pollution particles and Alzheimer's disease is weak. Scientists agree that more research needs to be done on this. Still, experts in several major cities are taking steps to help lower levels of air pollution.
Although you don't feel it day to day, it's a cumulative effect. Everyone is exposed to it, from your first breath to your last breath. You know, little kids, older people, people who have respiratory conditions. But also, if you reduce it just a little bit, because you're affecting the whole population, it can have a huge effect, a beneficial effect.
In January 2016, London took just over 1 week to breach its own annual limit of nitrogen dioxide. That's a toxic gas which comes from vehicle exhausts.
We see drivers who are parked with their engines idling as an unnecessary source of local pollution. So what we're doing is we go out, speak to drivers, ask them if they can turn their engines off. We have evidence that it does make a difference very locally.
Morning. Hi. We're doing some volunteer work this morning on air quality in the city.
Switching off engines may seem like a small action, but experts have tracked an improvement in pollution levels on the days when air quality wardens are actually active.
So thank you for turning it off.
Andrew Greaves suffered from asthma as a child. Now he's a scientist who analyses air quality. And one of his jobs has been building City Air. That's an app which helps people navigate pollution hotspots.
Got a kind of like a pollution map overlaid on the top of the map, which is updated every hour. So here I've plotted a route from Liverpool Street Station to Bank Station. There's a route here through the back streets, which is 28% less polluted than the high street.
Individual actions are creating localised solutions which benefit everyone.